What's up, guys? Welcome to our podcast. I am Paul, and I'm here today with David and David, and we will be talking about the history of football, the rules, and the famous cups. We invited an expert in football that will tell us more information about the history of football.
Jan, please say hi to the people listening to our podcast and tell us more about how you know all of this information about the history of football and what the rules are and some of the famous cups.
Hello everybody, my name is Jan and today I'm here to answer the questions David and Paul have for me. I'm a self-proclaimed expert in football because it's a hobby of mine I pursue every day.
So our first question is about the history of football. What year was the first match ever played?
I see that you're starting off with an easy question. The first match in the history of football was in the year 1872 and it started on the west of Scotland on a cricket ground on St. Andrew's Day.
What countries did face each other in this match?
During that match, England and Scotland played against each other.
Since you got this question out of the way, don't we continue with the next one?
The next question is going to be, what was the first cup in the history of football and when was it?
So the first ever cup in the history of football was the World Cup, which was played in the year 1930, years after the first match ever, and is still taking place to this day once every 4 years.
And where exactly was the first World Cup played?
It was played in Uruguay, the country which also won it first.
I've heard there are also trophies that can only be won by one individual pair each year. Am I right?
Yes, you are. This is the so-called Ballon d'Or and can be won by the best player in that year. The fans can vote who will win the Ballon d'Or every year. There are some trophies that can only be won by the goalkeeper, the Yashin Award. Lev Yashin can be called one of the best goalkeepers in the history of football. And there is also one more trophy that is named after a famous football player that sadly died, called Ferenc Puskás. The Puskás trophy goes to the person who scored the best goal in the current season.
Since every sports game has rules, I guess football has some rules too, right?
Of course it has. There's, for example, the red card and the yellow card. The red card is an instant send-off from the pitch and the yellow card is a warning because if you get a second one, you also get sent off.
What other rules are there? Because I heard there's something called offside, but I never knew how it worked.
Offside in football is a penalty given when a player is on the side of the field with the opposing team's goal and they're in between the ball and the goal. For the player to get the penalty, they need to interfere with the ball in some way while they're in the offside position.
We are now done with the history of football and the rules. Now let's talk about some famous players and upcoming players.
Some famous players that are still competing to this day are Lionel Andres Messi, Neymar da Silva Santos Jr. and Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro. Lionel Messi has won the most trophies in football history, but he still hasn't won the Puskás Award because the winner is chosen by fans, and because it seems like every kid under 10 says that Ronaldo is better than Messi, that is the reason why he has never won it so far. Cristiano Ronaldo has also won a lot of trophies, but not as many as Lionel Andres Messi. Neymar hasn't won as many trophies as these two players, but is still considered one of the best left-wingers in the world.
Can you also tell us about the upcoming generation in football, if you don't mind? Because I'm curious how the history of football is going to continue.
The upcoming generation is going to make history. The players Erling Haaland, Kylian Mbappe, Vinicius Jr., Jamal Musiala, Jude Bellingham, Pedri and Gavi.
Interesting. Let's see if you will be right.
Thank you, Jan, for your expertise. Now, we'll talk about the Champions League final that was few days ago, which was won by Manchester City. David will tell us more information.
In this match, Manchester City played against Inter Milan. Manchester City won their first Champions League because of a goal scored by Rodri. It was the 68th Champions League in the history of football.
This was our podcast. We hope you enjoy it. And make sure to leave a like and subscribe so we can invite other people to our podcast.